get no hurt, mister. No, no, no. I said, yeah.
I said, yeah.
You are forever, Jamaica.
Praise the Lord.
This is the Clarendon Connection with your host, Pastor Cameron, coming to you live from the foot of the Bullet Mountain of the district called Turkey Pond. And we just continue to exalt the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth every day. Because in Him we live and move and have our being. And He has the whole world in His hand. Pastor Paul, are you there?
Dr. Cameron, good evening. Myself and Saloma is here. We're hearing you loud and clear.
How is New Jersey?
So far, our stock is rising, but we're giving God thanks for just keeping us, for blessing us, and in spite of what's going on, we are actually, we're thanking God. The news or the report says one thing, but as the scripture says, whose report are you going to believe? And we do believe the report of the Lord.
Yes, one writer says, and in Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. And truly we are trusting in God for His goodness and His continuous blessing and His mercy. Down in Jamaica, we are up to 26 cases that has contracted this deadly virus. 26. And when we look at the world tally, because we are keeping abreast with that. And the world tally now stands at 452,000 cases. And out of that, there is 20,500 deaths. Europe is now the epicenter. That's when you put Germany, Italy, and Spain. Europe is now the epicenter. Your country, America, is also shut up because you are now standing, America is now standing at 64,765 people has contracted this virus. And you are now standing at 910 deaths. So America is increasing rapidly. But one writer said, when the saints began to pray, then the Lord shall have his way. And also today in the news, Pastor Paul, we see where Prince Charles, Prince Charles has now contracted this virus. What a time. What do you see about it?
Before I even comment on that, I'm going to have Lady Aloma here. I'm going to ask her to just greet and to say hello for a few, and then we can get into it.
Sure, ma'am.
Praise God. Good evening, everyone. Just want to greet everyone in the name of the Lord. Surely we are going through perilous times, but if we look to the hills from whence cometh our help cometh from the Lord. Surely he has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And I just want to encourage everyone out there, do not be dismayed, do not be fearful, but look to the Lord for strength and for comfort during this time. Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, this disease shows that, like the Lord, it is no respecter of persons. And we believe that when God, we can't say for surety if the enemy has released this or the Lord has allowed this to happen. Truly, nothing can happen without the Lord's permission. But we do believe that whether you are royalty, whether you are kings or princes or prime ministers or presidents, or whether you are just in the poorhouse, whether you are homeless, it is showing to us that it is no respect of persons and it will impact just about anybody. As you had asked earlier, Dr. Cameron, that there are 4,402 cases in New Jersey alone, and we have 62 deaths that's attached to that, plus it's rising, and they're saying that this week it's going to be bad, plus next week it's going to get worse. But as I said earlier, that you know what, our God is a keeper, and we shall believe his report. In spite of all the reports that are going around, we believe in God that he's going to take us through this, and he's going to cover us under the blood. In the book of Exodus, in the Old Testament, the Bible says that when the death angel came, the Lord instructed Moses to tell the children of Israel to kill a lamb and to put its blood over their doorpost. And he said to Moses distinctively that when I see the blood, I will pass over. And we have been washed in the blood of Jesus, and we know that his blood sanctifies and keeps us and covers us. So we believe by faith that when he sees the blood, he will pass over, because the blood protects, the blood keeps, and the blood delivers. One of the things that I find strange about this is that this pandemic has pushed us to do common cordial hygienic practices that we should have been doing a long time ago, like washing our hands and, you know, covering our mouth when we cough or sneeze. Those things are things that we should have been doing a long time ago, just normal hygienic practices. And this disease has pushed us to that point. But I hear the Lord said in his word that he took 39 stripes on his back for the diseases and the sicknesses and every illness of the nation. And I hear Isaiah cried out saying that with his stripes we are healed. And I believe tonight, as I believe before, that as we come before you, that he has given us the power to stand strong in this time and for deliverance, and that healing will take place. And as we come to you tonight, we want to encourage those who are listening, those who are tuned in, that you don't need to fear. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 26, verse 20, God says, listen, my children, come into your chambers and shut your doors and hide yourself for a little while until my indignation has passed over. And we believe that in this time of quarantine, as we are coming to you out of New Jersey tonight, and believing that in this time of quarantine, that word was written over 2,000 years ago, before this pandemic even came into being. But the truth is that God's word always stands. And in this time, we can hide ourselves in the cleft of the rock. We can hide ourselves in Jesus. We can hide ourselves under the blood, knowing that God will cover and will keep and will guide and he will protect, because he has promised us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So that word is coming to fruition right before our eyes in Isaiah 26, verse 20. It is saying that God is saying, let's hide ourselves. And if we look at it with the quarantine that's going on globally, we are literally in hiding. People can't go to work. People can't fly. People can't travel. Cities that were busy and buzzing like New York is now at a standstill. California shut down. Kingston empty. So we are seeing that that word is being manifested right before our eyes. And we want to just thank God that in spite of everything, he is reminding, he has said to the world, I've got your attention. And he is reminding every king, every prince, every president, every prime minister, every leader, every warmonger, everybody who thought that they were in control. God is saying, listen, there's only one person in control, and that is me. And I'm going to shut this thing down and get your attention to let you know that I am God, and I'm God alone in spite of what you're doing. So we believe that in this time we don't need to fear as children of God, but we're believing God that in spite of what is going on, we're still trusting. Just as though he delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt and he passed over when he saw the blood, we believe now that he is still the same deliverer. He is still the same God, and he has not changed. So this evening, as we come to you, we want to encourage your hearts as you are hearing our voices saying that you don't need to fear. You don't need to be afraid, because God said he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of boldness, of power, and of a sound mind. And we see where fear has overtaken man. Anxiety has come in and taken others over. And Psalms 94, verse 19 tells us that, you know, when my mind seems to doubt, it says, God, you gave me hope, and you gave me courage, and you encouraged me, and you gave me cheer. And we want to encourage the people of God this evening who are listening on this line that you can be cheerful. You can be encouraged, because we have a God who does not slumber nor sleep. We have a God who is able to do to the utmost. And just as we healed before in the time of leprosy in the olden days, just as we healed the Zika virus, just as we came through with Ebola, just as he allowed us to stand in the H1N1, just as he allowed us to come through when they had the SARS and when they had the Spanish fever and all that, it's the same God today. When they had dengue fever, God still showed up. And it's the same God today who's going to show up for us in the midst of this.
Yes, and that's why I said in the book of Chronicles, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, seek my face and pray, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. So that's the God who we serve. And the thing is that the whole world know that they have to turn to the Creator. They know.
Yes.
You know, I got this thought today that the Muslim know that their God can't help this. They know that. The rest of them know that their God can't help this. The Chinese know that Buddha can't help this. We are declaring that at the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Truly, truly, He's in control. And we have to just really humble ourselves under His mighty hand. The world must know. You know, they sent me a clip today where we see T.D. Jakes and Oprah and all those celebrities singing, "He got the whole world in His hand." They are just singing that. We know that He has the whole world in His hand. And whether they acknowledge it or not, because when we went to high school, we learned that the earth spins on its own axis, and we learn all those types of stuff about astrologers and what has taken place, and how Isaac Newton discovered gravity, and all manner of things, and how Charles Darwin dealt with evolution and all those things. But can we stick with the word of Almighty God? Because David said, "Let every man be a liar, but let God Almighty be true." His word can never pass away. When Jesus came on the scene, He said, "Before one of My word pass away, heaven and earth pass away." This is the kind of connection I tell you with the host, Pastor Cameron. And God is so good to us. And we just give Him all the praise and honor and glory. We are giving Him, we are trusting in Him. Because as the writer said, some trust in horses, some trust in chariot. We will trust in the name of the Lord. We want to hear of some things who are listening. Ah, yes, Cameron, I got your text. And I just want to say a special shout out to all of my friends in West Bay and Bodentown. Cameron, you're tuning in. And we just want to encourage others to tell others about the kind and connection we want. We want as much people to hear about it, because this is good news. This is the answer. Jesus is the answer. And that's Him who we are defending and proclaiming to the world. Brother said, go outside and tell everybody that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we are in a time of crisis, but we are not panicking. We are not afraid. When you go back to Psalm 22, David said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me." We are going through trying times. We are going through confusing times. My God, so many deaths. But our God is still in control. He never failed. He is the King of glory. And all we have to do is to keep on trusting in Him. He never fails.
Amen.
Truly,
yes, sir.
We serve the King of glory. And we must delight ourselves in Him, you know. I was saying up to this week that if you go back to the book of Exodus, Pastor Paul, if you go back to the book of Exodus, when there was darkness in the land of Egypt, there was light in Goshen.
Yes.
When the 10 plagues hit Egypt, none troubled the children of Israel. Why? Because God was their shield and buckler. And every child of God needs to know that in this hour, we can declare Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, very present help in the time of trouble.
Yes, sir.
So Pastor Paul, we see where, you know, so many things are happening in the States. They have passed one of the biggest budget stimulus in Congress there on Capitol Hill. So many trillions of dollars that's going to be pumped into the economy, and people need to know that the answer is not in their money. Because
no.
God can lock down every bank and every business, and he's still God. People
well,
have to know that the answer is not in religion. Church and every synagogue have to be closed.
Right.
People have to know that. It is not with presidents and kings and prime ministers. People got to cry out to the true and living God.
Right. Dr. Cameron, I'm going to, you know, I'm glad you said that because, like you said, the churches are closed. The movie theaters are closed. The businesses are closed. The sports world is locked down. So the things that we would have done for the idols that we had in our lives, which was the athletes and the musical artists and our businesses or, you know, our money and all that type of stuff, the possessions that people had as idols in their lives, God has taken away those idols and he has shut them down. So now the only thing you can focus on is him. The only one who gets the glory is him. And, you know, while I'm talking about that, I have a word here where I'm going to ask Lady Aloma to just read for us and just talk about that a little bit to expound on what's going on with us right now.
Thank you very much, Reverend Paul. The scripture that I'm going to be reading is Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 20 to 22. And it says, the Lord himself will send against you curses, confusion, and disillusionment in everything you do, until at last you are completely destroyed for doing evil and forsaking me. The Lord will send diseases among you until none of you are left in the land you are about to enter to occupy. The Lord will strike you with wasting diseases, fever, and inflammation, with scorching heat and drought, and with blight and mildew. These devastations will pursue you until you die. This is the word of the Lord. And to say a little bit about the scripture, it says, God is merciful enough to tell us this truth plainly, motivated by love and not anger. His strong words help us to avoid the serious consequences that result from neglecting God or wrongdoing. But God does not leave us with only curses or consequences. Immediately following these curses, we discover that, you know, after every curse that God has brought upon the land, he always restores his people. And even during the bad times, you know, he always sends a word to his people to encourage his people. So I just want to encourage everyone this evening that throughout this time of time that you may be discouraged, you are confused, you're facing disillusionment, as it said in the scripture. You know, I just want to encourage everyone that, you know, we are to look to God during this time because he has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And these few verses that I read are very, very powerful verses. It says, the Lord himself will send against you curses, confusion, and disillusionment. And, you know, I think that's exactly what we're facing today. But the word of the Lord says, be not be dismayed. Look to the Lord in time of trouble. And God is merciful. You know, you said earlier on, Dr. Cameron, that, you know, and it also said in the scriptures that the people that are called by my name, if they would just seek my face and humble themselves and pray, ask for forgiveness and turn from our wicked ways, then he will hear from heaven and heal our land. So this is a time, you know, when Christians really need to dig deep and really seek the face of God for deliverance and for strength. Amen.
Amen. And just to add to what Lady Aroma just said, Dr. Cameron, is that it's a time where God was talking to the children of Israel in the book of Deuteronomy and letting them know through Moses that this is what he will do. The fever and the diseases and the different stuff that he will allow to come upon them if they're not obedient. And we've seen in our land where so many things are going on, government is trying to fix everything. Like you mentioned earlier, the $2 trillion. I mean, I can't even imagine what $2 trillion look like. But, you know, they think that through that they can fix everything and they can hand out stuff to people. But come to know that this is not just an American thing. This is not just a North America thing. It's not just a South America thing. This has become a global thing. Places like India with 1.3 billion people has shut down their country. Italy shut down, China, Spain, Germany put in strong restrictions, Ireland, just different countries all over the world, Jamaica, where you are, Canada, borders have been shut down, so there can be no travel back and forth unless it's essential or emergency travel. And I go back again and I say that God is just saying that I am the God who is in control. I'm the God of the universe. And I can do one thing or another at just about any time. So even with, you know, people coming forth and trying to get the glory, and in all of this, most people aren't even giving God praise. They're giving themselves praise, or they come and they praise other people. But God, we who know the worth of prayer, we who know our God, as the book of Daniel says, we who know our God shall do exploits. We who know our God. And you know what this brought to our attention? You know, Lady Loma and I were talking about that just this week. We were talking about just last week. We were saying that this is a time that will prove if the people of God who have heard so many messages, who have heard so many teachings, who have been encouraged so much by pastors and preachers and singers and the word, if they have any substance to stand. Because now the building of the church is shut down. But I want people to understand that the church is not the building. The church is just a location where we meet. You and I, Dr. Cameron, Lady Aloma, the people, the Christians are the church. We are the church. So even though the building may shut down, the church is still alive and well. The church of Jesus Christ must go on. The church of Jesus Christ cannot stop because there is power in the church. Because Christ said that upon this rock I build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So the church must survive. And God said, listen, he is a shelter in the time of storm. He reminds us in the book of Psalm 91 that, you know, when we abide in the shadow of the Almighty, he will cover us within the cleft of the rock. He will hide us beneath his wings like a hen hideth her chicks. So we know that we are covered in Christ. And this is a time for us to shine in every pandemic or situation. We have seen where the church has risen. When we look in the book of Acts chapter 2 and chapter 3, when persecution came against the church to Saul, who turned the apostle Paul, we saw where if God did not allow that to happen, everybody would have been comfortable in Jerusalem. They had the day of Pentecost. They were all in Jerusalem in the upper room on one accord. They received the Holy Ghost and fire, and they just stayed in Jerusalem. They did not go to the uttermost parts of the world or the earth, as Jesus has foretold before he ascended back into heaven after his resurrection. But they stayed in Jerusalem, and God had to have Saul come in and cause persecution on the church, dragging out Christians and, you know, putting them in prison. And then, of course, Peter went down to Samaria, and there he met the Ethiopian eunuch again when he was traveling through the Holy Ghost, picking him up after he preached in Samaria. Other disciples went to Judea. Other disciples went to other places around the region, and on uttermost parts of the earth. And that's how the church began to spread. That's how the church began to multiply. That began the birth of the church, the growth. The birth was already in Jerusalem, but the growth of the church. And now what I'm trying to say this evening, what we're trying to say to the believers and to those who are listening, is that this is a time for the church to arise. This is a time for the church to show themselves mighty and strong. This is a time for the church to show that the power of God is still in the church, not in the building that's shut up at a location where we can't go to, but the people. This is a time for us to express our kindness, express our prayers, express our love, show others around us that God is still alive and well, and he does not slumber, he does not sleep, but he's sitting on his throne. So just as in the book of Acts, in this time, we as a church have got to arise and show the people around us that we serve a mighty God. We serve a risen Savior. We serve a powerful God, and that he is able to heal to the utmost. He's able to save to the utmost. And if there's somebody on this line this evening that does not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if there's somebody who is caught between two opinions, as Joshua said in the book of Joshua, choose he whom this day who you will serve. If God be God, serve him. And if Baal be Baal, serve him. But this day you have got to decide in this time who you're going to serve, because this pandemic is either going to draw us closer to God or it's going to pull us further apart from God. So we have to decide what we're going to do. And just to add to this, Dr. Cameron, is that this time is a rehearsal of what is to come. Because in the future to come, as the book of Revelation tells us and the scripture tells us in Daniel, that there's going to come a time when, just although we can't meet at the location right now, we won't be able to meet. And we won't be able to get online either, because it's not a disease that's going to shut it down. People are going to start coming against the church because of what the church stands for. And then they're going to start trying to take away our buildings. We can't meet there anymore. We can't gather anymore. So it's going to come a time, like just as the scripture says in Isaiah 26, verse 20, that we have to hide ourselves away for a little time, until the indignation has passed or the wrath of God has passed. In the same way, we're going to have to hide ourselves away. And in times like these, this is just a rehearsal for what is to come, to show where we are with God and where we stand with him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Pastor Paul. We are truly giving God praise for his blessing, and we must be obedient to his word. His word is what will stand forever. But at this time, we're going to be taking a station break. My producer HB is in the house, and we'll be taking a break. And then when we come back, we'll be joined by another guest on this Clarendon Connection. This is the Clarendon Connection with your host, Pastor Cameron.
There's power in the name of. There's healing in the name of. There's salvation in the name of. The Bible says that demons tremble at the sound of that name. Jesus, my sweet Rose of Sharon, my Lily of the Valley. Oh, that's the reason I say that.
Jesus is the answer for the world today.
If you have some questions in the corners of you think you cannot fly. I know your skies are dark, you think the sun won't die. In case you don't know, but the word of God is true, and everything he promised, he would do it for you. That's the reason I say,
Jesus is the answer.
The world,
all the world today.
Above him there's no other.
Yes, this is the Clarendon Connection with the host, Pastor Kim. We have our guest this evening, Reverend Paul Taylor and his wife, and they are in New Jersey. I believe the man HB is in the studio. I don't know if HB is in Texas. Where are you, HB? HB, where are you, HB? Pastor Paul?
Yes, sir. We're here. We're here, Dr. Cameron.
All right. I was asking HB where he was. Sometimes HB's all over the place. Sometimes he's in Texas, sometimes he's in Jamaica, sometimes he's almost everywhere, the man HB. Hard working man, but we give God praise for him as every week he tries to do his best to get the Clarendon Connection going. And I want to say a big thank you to the man HB, also Dr. Eves, for the Clarendon Radio Show. And truly we are giving God thanks. There's going to be a telethon on Saturday, April 11, 2020. And that will be for scholarships for some students that are in Jamaica. It will be unveiled at the Pegasus in August. But Saturday, April 11, 2020, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It will be a telethon on the Caribbean Radio Show. So we ask everyone to support it. Truly, as the song was just played, Andre Crouch, Jesus is the answer. With all the scientists and all these great men we have all over the world, coronavirus, it's still been mentioned on the lips of almost everyone. But we want the world to know that Jesus is the answer. My desire is to hear world leaders come out publicly and ask Jesus to remove this virus. I do not hear the world leaders coming out and acknowledging that the only answer for this thing is in Jesus. The scientists have failed. The world is loaded with so many laboratories and we haven't found the answer for this virus. And it seems like there is no end in sight. Because every day the death toll keep on climbing. Every day it keeps on climbing. Yesterday, we were at 423,000. That was yesterday. It is now after 7 p.m. in Jamaica. And already it's on the net that we are at now 452. That is to show you how intense this thing is. And man does not have the answer. Sure, people are talking about garlic and use lime and ginger and boost up your immune system. All of those are good. But it needs something else. It needs a divine intervention. It needs a divine intervention. Because this disease, no boundaries, no borders can stop it. This disease, it is going from almshouse straight to king's house. And the evidence are there. 19 prisoners already have it. And Prince Charles, Angela Merkel have it. President, Prime Minister Trudeau in Canada, his wife has it. And many more has it. We need to acknowledge, the wise man Solomon says in the book of Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. Men need to turn to God. And we need to tell them what Psalms 121 says. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord which maketh heaven and earth. Have you ever stopped to wonder that the Pope lives in Italy? Rome is in Italy. And yet still, Italy is where it is devastating. The coronavirus is devastating the country. The country where the I so-called spiritual leader lives. Oh, and by the way, if you jump over into Iran, where they call Ayatollah Khomeini as their supreme leader. He is the so-called supreme leader in Iran, and Iran is under attack. Man, they need Jesus. Oh, God Almighty, you need to. The world need to know that Ayatollah Khomeini in Iran does not have the answer. Yes, they see him as the supreme leader, but he does not have the answer because Iran is under attack. And jump over into Europe, where the popes live in the Vatican, and they see him as one who can forgive sin, but Italy is under attack. Hear me, man, I am talking about Jesus Christ of Nazareth. None can compete with him. None can compare with him. None can talk about him. His name is Jesus. We need to tell the world. That's where the answer is. And Christians need to let the world know. Listen to what he says in St. Matthew. Let your light therefore shine before all men. Man, if light in a house, a hideout have a shine. You, God Almighty, you have to go out and do and make your light shine. Somebody must get the reflection. Oh, help me, God. Take it away, Pastor Paul.
Amen. He stepped away for a minute, but yes, what you said was really true. Jesus is the answer. He's the only one who has the remedy for this pandemic that is happening all around us. He has proven that, you know, he's no respecter of persons. Yes, it is touching the rich, the poor, the middle class, everyone. No one is exempt, but, you know, the world has to acknowledge that Jesus is the answer. The officials and everybody is trying their utmost to do this and to do that, but Jesus is the answer for all this that is going on. And until everyone acknowledged that Jesus is in charge everything and all of our lives, then, you know, we're just going to keep going in and going out and facing so many things. But Jesus is the answer for all this pandemic and all the troubles of the world. No matter what man does, Jesus will be proven that he is God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Lady.
Do you remember when came to Mara and the water was bitter and they began to complain, and God gave Moses the instruction what to do, and that same water became sweet. Now I am saying to us, if the body of Christ get together and begin to call upon the name of the Lord, he will tell us what to do. Instead of scientists trying to try this and try this, because let me tell you something, they won't get the answer with a virus by tomorrow or the next day or even next week or next month.
No, they won't.
We have to know. Oh, my God, we have to know. Hear what he said to Jeremiah in Jeremiah 33. Call unto me, and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things you know not of. And from this pandemic start in 2019, and now is March, and I am yet to hear liberal leaders come out and ask God for the answer. We need to ask him. And that's what he wants us to do. When Gabriel spoke to Mary, Mary said, "Man, how can this thing be?" Gabriel said, "With man, it is impossible. But with God, oh my God, nothing is impossible." Get away, Pastor Paul. this is the crying and conviction, man.
You know, as you and Sister Glona said that, it's only through God we're going to get through this. And I want to say to everyone, I know our time is about to close, but I want to say to everyone that is on the line in the hearing of our voice tonight, the book of Luke chapter 21, verse 26 tells us that the men's heart will be failing them because of fear. And we're living in a time where anxiety is taking us over. And I said this earlier, and I'm going to repeat this verse from 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, that says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power, of boldness and of a sound mind. And I believe today that while they're running here and there looking for the answers, while men's hearts are failing them with anxiety and fear, people have become so cumbersome. We have become little prisoners in our own homes. But I see this as a time where God is using to bring the families together. I see this as a time where God is using to bring relationships together. I see this also the time where God is saying, as you hunker down together in your home, get things together, be united, seek my face. And as Psalms 46, verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. And God is saying to our world today, be still and know that he is God, and there's none like him. There was a time in the book of Daniel, chapter 2, where God said to Nebuchadnezzar, I'm going to crown you with power and glory and let you have favor. And I'll tell you what, he went in chapter 4 or chapter 5 thereabout, and Nebuchadnezzar went out on the courts of his palace and said, look, God said he will crown him. But yet so that Nebuchadnezzar went out and he said, look at this great Babylon that I built. And in an instant, Dr. Cameron, just an instant, God changed the mind of a human being in a man into the mind of an animal. And the Bible says that he ate grass like the beast of the field is here and nails grew. And that's where all the Rastafarians and stuff, some of them get that thing from. But it grew like the animals, like a wild beast, all because he tried to steal the glory of God. God already had promised it to him. And they're so, we have become a world that has forgotten about God. Deuteronomy chapter 10 tells us that we should be careful when we have eaten and we have become filled and become fat, the lest we forget God. Moses was saying that to the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. He was saying, be careful. And we have become a world that has seen wealth, eaten in the prosperity, eaten in the things that are here, and we have totally forgotten God. We have put God on a pause. We have put him to the side because going to work becomes more important than him. Getting our business done becomes more important than him. You know, talking about what we want to build or what we want to buy or what we, our goals and achievements becomes more important than God. And God is saying, okay, this is what you're doing. I am going to put a stop to this. I am going to get your attention. And today God has brought this earth, this world, to its knees to say, listen, I am still in charge. Because at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I implore again each and everyone who is listening in the hearing of our voice, if you don't know the Lord in the pardon of your sin, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you don't know him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, this is a great opportunity for you to run to him and say, God, save me. On the day of Pentecost, after Peter finished preaching, the men looked at him and said, what shall we do to be saved? And Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus, and thou shalt be saved. And today we're saying to the world, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus, so you too can be saved, just as our Peter said it in the scriptures. We want men to know today that it is God who changes and transforms situations. It's God who heals. He said there is a balm in Gilead, and he will heal to the utmost. And I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how many letters are behind your name. I don't care your position. I don't care what you possess. I don't care what you own. I don't care what your wealth or your status is or your last name is. In the end, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, come an epidemic, come a pandemic, come an endemic, as they call AIDS right now, because an epidemic is something that affects just a region or a country in sicknesses, and the health professionals will tell you that. A pandemic is something that crosses continents and countries. So if it was only affecting Jamaica, it would be an epidemic. If it was only affecting America, it would be an epidemic. But when it starts to go across borders and starts to go across continents, then it becomes a pandemic because now it becomes global. When it gets to a point like HIV, where we don't even have a cure for it, we can contain it, but we can't cure it, then it becomes an endemic. And people got to understand that the only way that they can be cured, the only way they can be saved, the only way they can be delivered is unless they commit themselves to Jesus Christ. So we encourage you this evening. And as a church who are listening, we encourage you, if there's ever a time that you need to start praying to set your house in order, it is now. Get in line and align yourself with the Holy Spirit. Align yourself with God. Get in line with his word. We can't find no excuse anymore that we don't have time for his word or time for prayer. The world has come to a halt, literally to a halt. People are confined in their homes. The free people are now imprisoned in their homes. So we have time to be with God. We have time, the songwriter said, to shut in with God in a secret place. So we have time now to shut in with God. And we're encouraging you. You may never hear us again. The Lord can come tonight and you will never hear us again. But we're encouraging you tonight that if you don't know the Lord, get to know him. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. And if you know God, don't play church in this time. It's not time to play church, but it's a get right with God, so that the Lord can cover you under his blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right, right, Pastor Paul. And we want the world has to know, as you were in the book of Daniel, and there is something interesting that I want to point out in the book of Daniel. When Nebuchadnezzar was held there, the Bible says he came to his senses, and people need to realize that whatever condition you are in, it is time for you to come to your senses, because Nebuchadnezzar The Bible said, he said, no, I know that God ruleth in the affairs of men. And I'm saying this tonight, that every world leader need to understand and come to their senses and acknowledge that the King of Glory ruleth in the affairs of men.
Yes.
And it's not what it is, not what is taking place in the White House or Buckingham Palace or in Italy or in Spain. Let me tell you something. We need to know that the Almighty God, the King of Glory, oh God Almighty, you have the whole world in his hand. He ruled it. Ayatollah Khomeini. He ruled it, President Trump. He ruled it, Queen Elizabeth. A matter of fact, the Bible tells you that the heart of the king is in the Lord's hand, and he turn it wherever he wants.
Wherever he wants it. Wherever he wants it.
He control men. He control men. And we glad to know we serve him today. And we give him praise and honor and glory. And we can declare, my God, that the children, when they saw him coming, they say, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And we worship and we honor him and we adore him and we exalt him. And we say like the writer, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Let us ask God to mold us. Mold this generation.
Amen.
More this generation to praise him and to acknowledge him, because this generation has turned to idolatry. This generation don't respect life. Jesus said in St. John 10, I come that you shall have life and have it more abundantly. So they don't have nothing to do with the Creator. But tonight we are asking you to turn, repent, for you shall likewise perish. God bless you. This is
Amen.
The Karen and Connection with the host, Pastor Cameron, Reverend Taylor and his wife. And truly we give God praise for his blessing. Join us again next week. We're going to be back here same time. And I hope you can join us again, Reverend Taylor.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
We continue to keep the fire burning. Because we serve God. And we declare Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Over to you, studio. In Jesus' name.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.